Though he was God, he did not demand and cling to his rights as God. He made himself nothing. He took a humble position of a slave and appeared in human form.
All those who are able, please kneel with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful Sabbath day. During this Christmas season, we thank you for the gift of your Son, for the free gift of salvation, and for all of your blessings you give us each day. Please be with those who cannot be here today. Let your angels surround them, and may they feel your Sabbath rest. Please bless our service today, and may it lift us closer to you. Please send your Holy Spirit upon us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thank you, ladies. Wow. That was amazing to see all those kids up here. That was great. That was really good. I'd like to ask the deacons to hand out the Connect cards now, a little early, but that way we won't interrupt in the program. So if the deacons can pull that off at this time, the Connect cards. So while they're doing this, I'm just going to go ahead. You notice the sermon title is The Hindu and the Anthill. So for those who feel the preacher goes over time, I'm going to make it all up to you today. There was a man from India who was a devout member of the Hindu sect and who had a profound sense and reverence for life. He would not kill an ant. Nor a cow. Not even a cobra. Because to him, due to his belief in reincarnation, he might be killing some past relative. Now that's what the Hindus, that's what they believe in reincarnation. Now, of course, we know that's not true. If it is, I've killed a lot of relatives that are spiders. Anyway, it's not true. But anyway, this was his belief. He really believed this. Well, during his visit in America, he had been confronted with the claims of Christ. Yet he could not grasp the biblical truth that God actually visited this planet in the flesh, in the person of Jesus Christ. He couldn't comprehend that. He could not comprehend how the great creator God of the universe could become a man. And why? One day he was walking in the field meditating upon this new truth about Jesus the Christ being God. And he's wondering how this could possibly be. He ran across a large anthill with thousands of little ants scurrying around in their busy-like manner. He was standing there observing with wonder the activity of these ants and what amazing creatures they are, when suddenly he heard a tremendous and threatening noise. It was a noise of a large tractor plowing the field. As he looked up and discovered the tractor would soon be plowing through the hill and thousands would probably be killed, their home destroyed, gripped with the same concern that you and I might have or would have, if hundreds of people were trapped in a building, burning building. He became frantic. He wanted to warn them of their impending destruction. He wanted to let them know that their lives were in danger. He thought to himself, how can I warn them? If I could write in the sand, oh, but they wouldn't be able to read. Well, if I shouted at them, they won't understand me. The only possible way I can communicate with them would be to become an ant, if I had that ability. Then suddenly, he had a revelation from the Spirit of God. He saw why God, the creator of the universe, chose to become one of us by becoming a man. In the person of the God-man, Jesus of Nazareth. Through his experience with that anthill, the light suddenly came into his heart that Hindu man, and now he understood the words of Paul. Though he was God, he did not demand or cling to his rights as God, but he made himself nothing. He took the humble position of a slave and appeared in human form.